Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Hit it. We're trying to get to 50 states with 50 jokes in 50 days in this, the new year for Speed Jokes. Come March, it'll be the two-year anniversary, don't you know? We got a joke today from Pam in Belgrade, Montana, and Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana, William in Hanover Park. Brian Pentikoff listens to us in Gurnee. Thank you, Brian. Deb Hellickson of Vermont. Check Vermont off your map. We have a map you can follow at WGNradio.com and on the John Williams Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. We got a joke from Tessa Simarusti in Shelton, Connecticut, and Gina Lacerba of Chicago. And Dave Carr sent us another joke from Canada. And Glenn Heckard in McFarland, Wisconsin, and farmer Dan Alcorn in southwest corner of Wisconsin sent us a joke. Mitchell Locke of Salem, Oregon. Or do you say Oregon? How do we say it?
Oregon.
Yeah.
Nikki Youngren sent us a joke. Mike in Minneapolis, St. Paul. George Vessel in Merriam, Kansas. Check Kansas off. Lori Tussing, thank you, and Will Met. Joe Berg in Wheeling. Katie Maloney, also she writes from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. She says, so my tween Annie rolls her eyes when I repeat the speed jokes, but she wants me to submit this one. Did you hear about the light bulb party? Yeah, it was pretty lit. If you work overtime at McDonald's, are you working a McDouble? What do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop. Last summer, my brother and I attended a soccer game over in Krakow. We had to leave after about 20 minutes.
Why is that?
No matter where we sat, we were stuck behind a pole. On my last prostate exam, the doctor said, do you mind if I use two fingers? And I said, why? And he said, I need a second opinion. I just bought a Humpty Dumpty toy from Aldi.
That's great. Do they have other toys?
Yes, I got Aldi King's horses and Aldi King's men, too. Might want to check the big display out front.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray job interviewer and John Williams will star as a job candidate.
So what would you say is your biggest strength?
I fall in love easily.
Okay. What would you say is your biggest weakness?
Your big, beautiful blue eyes. A skydiver's parachute fails to open. As he plummets to earth, he sees a guy coming up just as fast as he's going down. He shouts out, hey, do you know anything about parachutes? And the other guy says, no. Do you know anything about gas stoves? Why did Novak Djokovic, is it Djokovic?
Djokovic.
Yeah, right. Why did Novak Djokovic pay for his flight to Australia with his MasterCard? Because his visa didn't work. That's the third day of Novak Djokovic jokes. When I'm an old man someday, I'm going to leave snacks and little bags on the floor all over the house in case I fall down. They'll be handy. Why wouldn't the crow answer the phone? He didn't have caller ID. Oh boy, guys, here's bad news. If you think things are bad now, rumor has it that the next COVID variant plays the accordion. Hey! When you sneeze, this comes right out of your nose. It's just... Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We may use them on the air. Even if we don't, you automatically qualify for our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Kind of makes you want to have a bratwurst with your eggs this morning, doesn't it?